on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Monday Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Mowi today, and as he does each and every Monday, Warren Huntley is here to find us plenty of winners. How are you, Warren?
Very well, Michael. I know you've had a big weekend at the Gold Coast. It's actually Tuesday.
Oh, gosh, it's my Monday because I didn't work Monday. So, yes, thank you for that. Hey, it's actually Victorian Racing's Monday because there was no racing yesterday as well. So it's the first for the week. We're on a good four. The rail is true. How does Mowi usually play when we've got a good four surface and the rail's true?
Gee, I think Mowi's been playing really well. And even when it's rained in recent times, I know the Strathair track's been down for a while now, but, gee, the team at Mowi do a great job. I think it holds up well. Generally, when it gets right into the rain-affected range, you can start making ground middle or outside of the track, but I would expect it to play very fairly with the rail through the conditions prevailing today.
Do you like a few today?
I like a couple of, you know, each-way odds are a bit better, and that's the way sort of I'll be structuring the day with an each-way all-up as the play of the day. And, yeah, some horses hard in the market look hard to beat, but the races I'm keenest on, I'm hoping to find a bit of value.
All right, we like a little bit of value. Sam Freeman had a big week up on the Gold Coast as well, and hopefully he can find us a winner or two today. How are you, Sam?
Good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. How many did you end up bringing home?
We've ended up, I think, with eight. So we got blown out of the water on quite a few, but we managed to secure a few, so I'm happy with what we've brought home.
Are they all paid up for, or are there any slots available?
There's slots available in a few. I think we've got three or four. With a few shares still available, so feel free to get in contact. There's plenty there for all different price ranges as well.
Excellent, very good. How's Artorias going? We caught up with Henry Field up there, and he said that he's flying.
Yeah, he's very well. He's prepping up nicely. He's going to have a jump out tomorrow morning, and we'll probably look to resume in the Rubiton with him.
In the Rubiton, well, that'll be good to see. All right, there's no Artorias at Mowi today, but we can still get a winner. You kick off the day with Teamaster in race number four, drawn barrier one. Any excuses on debut?
Yeah, he actually, a couple of days after he ran that day, we tipped him out straight away, but he came up with a temp and his legs flew up, he pulled a blood, and he was actually picked up a little virus. Whether that affected the run the couple of days prior, you know, we can't be sure, but we expected a much better performance from him on that day, so we just tipped him out and started again. And he's prepped up really well for this today, and expect to see much better performance in his debut.
Well, that being said, he might be a little bit of value today because you kicked him off city level. Do you think he's a city class horse?
He could be. Yeah, he's he should be hard to beat today, particularly if he begins well from gate one. He's shown pretty good speed, and this looks a really nice kickoff for him.
Race number seven, you've got Titans. Again, last start at Flemington was a lot stronger race, but was there any excuse?
No, I think probably just going down the straight and up to that sort of grade, he may not have just measured up to them, but he's been a horse that probably likes to dictate his races from out in front and probably appreciate to bend where he can kick off like he did at the Valley. So back around at Bend, the 1100 is still probably a little question mark whether he's, you know, sees it out strongly, but around a bend, you know, dictating in front, you know, you should get every chance today.
He's the shorter of the two. Who would you prefer to back?
I'd probably prefer to go with Teamaster. I just thought at the price, I thought he might have come up a little bit shorter.
All right, you've got a nice one in tomorrow too, Miss Middle Park. Can you give us a push for her?
Yeah, it was good to knock her maiden off last time, ridden a bit quieter, so we'll. She's got to take that next step, but you know all those fillies look like they're in the same sort of boat, so she should get a good run throughout. And we think she's probably got Saturday class ability, so hopefully she can take that next step tomorrow.
And just a quick update on Sinawan. Have you decided what way you're heading?
Yeah, he'll head to the Australia Stakes, and then we'll look to run in the Or second up. So that's the plan with him. He'll have another trial tomorrow morning.
And then if he gets through the Or, would the All-Star Mile be a target as well?
Yeah, well, we haven't got as far as that. We just wanted to kick his preparation off, and it's definitely a possibility. We're still learning about him, what his best distance is going to be, we know that he needs good speed in his races, so he's going to be much better in stronger races. So, yeah, we wouldn't rule out the All-Star Mile for sure.
Good on you, Sam. Good luck today and tomorrow.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.
Sam Freeman, nice little push for both runners, really, today. Let's get into the first of eight at Moe, which kicks off at 1:30, and it's a maiden plate over 2,400 metres. And Toby Toff, well, you need to be resilient. It is a $1.65 favourite again. Is today the day? 12 starts, 7 placings. Can Toby Toff break through? It's the 165 favourite. Mr Blackwood, who came through that same race where Toby Toff finished second last, starts at $4. Doomstar, $6. And then you're out to $8.50. It's only a small field with Red Gum Rosie, the 6 coming out in the first. Would you take 165, Warren?
Probably not, Michael, but I think it's about the right price. His form ties in with a lot of these runners, particularly some of the key dangers in betting through Mr Blackwood, through that run behind Dunkerry, who ran so well on Saturday, and Doomstar, who was well astern of Toby Toff last start. So Craig Newitt aboard, riding the speed, hard and fit now. He's the most likely winner, but yeah, that price is probably not going to tempt me into playing. 5 for me. Ahead of 2, Doomstar, who was some 4 and a bit lengths behind him last start, went Artillery Force, who goes around as a good each way hope in a stronger race later on in the day. So I think that's the right form line, and it's pretty easy to line up. And you know where Toby Toff's going to be, and you know how Craig Newitt's going to ride him. And maybe he's just you know, taking those runs to get hard and fit. But he has had a few tries, and he's a short quote. Doomstar, next best for me. Mr Blackwood's the one with less convictions, and that form ties in through Dunkerry. He was well beaten there, but he's been back to the jump out since. And he gets the blinkers on, and he looks like a staying type, respecting the Cindy Alderson stable, getting him up in trip with the blinkers on, which is not a usual move, but smart stable, so I have to respect that. And Ambush has been whacking away in these races for seems like an eternity. He's a 9-year-old maiden who's had 72 starts, but he's probably got a chance of running into the minor end of the money. 5-2-4-1.
5-2-4-1. That is the definition of resilience. So good luck to Ron Hockley and the team. Ambusher, a 9-year-old having its 73rd run, and it's had 4 placings so far. That would be some celebration party if you could knock off your maiden.
Yes, I would think so.
Race number 2 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. We can take out 7, 8, 9 and 12. Charlene Princess is at $3.10 from the Team Hayes stable. Torty at $3.70. Greg Urell first up today. And then we're out to Pickensey at $4.40. And then out to Heavy Duty at $5.50. So there's the top 4, not much between them here. Which way are you tending to lean, Warren?
I'm happy to be with Dickensy here, number 10 each way, and wishing McDowell and the connections good luck here. She didn't get it last start. She basically went up the home straight at Mornington without getting clear galloping room at all, and looked like at a time when if she could have got let go, she had a bit to offer. She had 2 days at the races now. She no doubt taken improvement from them, and she's close to an each way quote. So I'm with 10 Dickensy ahead of 4 Silent Charge. Comes through a benchmark 58. Last start, we've seen Fortune Follows come through that race and win the next start, and Siren Rock come out of that race and win the next start. So the two horses that finished between Silent Charge and the winner, benchmark 58 grade, have gone on to win immediately. It's a good form reference for a horse who can ride the speed and dropping back to maiden grade. One Heavy Duties jumped out nicely to resume, was tested in pretty strong races, I think, or races at least of some depth in the 2 runs today. It looks to have trialled up nicely. And 6 Shalon Princess, she'll be fitter for a couple of days at the races. Don't think she had any real excuses last start for position in running, but did pull up with a degree of lameness, so maybe cut a bit of slack there. 10 each way ahead of 4, 1 and 6.
10 each way ahead of 4, 1 and 6 in race number 2. Race number 3, James Atelli is the $2.10 favourite. Jamie Carr heading to Moe to ride for Clayton. It's only had the one start for a place. Notaris is the second favourite. Ethan Brown gave a bit of a push for this Cliff Brown runner into $4. Phase of War is at $9, and then you're out to Miss Epinay at $12 as well. So the favourite's pretty tight, but there's been support for the second favourite here. Warren, who do you like?
I'm with the support for the second favourite in Natara. So I think you know, he had a prep coming back from Singapore, so he's had time to settle into Cliff Brown's routine here. prepped up for another campaign, and terrific in a jump out down the back straight at Sandown recently. I love it when that little uphill rise, the end of that back straight for the 800-metre jump out horses are really strong through the line, and that's exactly what Mataris was. Blinkers are off here, good distance to kick him off. He looks to be coming to hand well, and I think he can get a nice run. So I'm not surprised he's trimmed up, and I think he'll get closer to James Attali in the betting. I'm quite keen on Devon. Ahead of four, James Attali, who was well in the market on debut, ran well, seemed to have his chance, but you know, gets the benefit of that day at the races. Tongue tie goes on here, and Jamie Carter ride at Maui on a Tuesday is definitely a positive. A 14 phase of war, ran well on debut here on the home track for Penny Hickey. Spelled after that run, but really found the line well here at Maui. Has jumped out nicely at Sale with that gap between runs following that debut performance. So I think the other key winning hope, and nine retail, fitter for a couple of runs back from a spell, covered ground last start, getting fitter. Keen on seven, ahead of four, 14 and nine.
All right, confident selection, seven on top, and it's been $4.80 into $4 in race number four, race number three, I should say, number seven, Nataris. Race number four is due to jump at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's over the 1,000 metres. Take out 4, 11, 16, and 17. Vitea is the favourite here at $2.30 from the Mitch Friedman stable. Snaky Mag, first start. First starter here, it's at $2.70 as well. So there's been good support for this first starter. And then T-Master, which was given a good push from Sam Freeman, is at $4. And then you're out to $12 next best. So three horses expected to fight this race out. Which way are you leaning, Warren?
A low-confidence race for me, Michael. Grant and Peter Dalziel don't have a lot of runners nowadays. And the four-year-old mare making her debut, she rode the speed and then she responded very nicely, number seven, Snaky Mag, in a recent jump out. She does wear a barrier blanket, or carries a barrier blanket in the barriers, an offside blinker, and the pre-race earmuffs go on for her debut. So maybe she hasn't been totally straightforward, but she looks like she's got talent, and I think it's a good barrier and a good good distance for her to kick off her career. As I said, low-confidence race, seven. At a five, T-Master, who did enough on debut, I thought has trialled up nicely here. He's well beaten, but that Cecil Street lad was a very good form reference at the time, and it was a two-year-old handicap, not a maiden. He looks to have trialled up nicely to resume. I put 12 Maori in as a horse who's in the mix. I thought a recent jump out at Cranbourne was solid without being tested. Looks to be coming to hand well, and Vater is the other key winning hope. There's been some good support in the last hour or so for number 13, and was odds on debut. Rode the speed on that occasion. Seemed to have her chance, but it's a tongue tie on and a bubble cheeker offside comes off. So just tweaking the gear with her, and I thought she ran well enough and was well supported for an informed stable on debut. 7, 5, 12, 13.
7, 5, 12, and 13 in the fourth at Maui. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Great to have your company for the preview of Maui today. We're up to the first leg of the quaddy, and Warren Huntley is finding us all the winners. That first leg is due to jump at 3:30 this afternoon. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,600 metres. In that race, you can take out 9 and 10. Rosenstrasse is the favourite for Johnny Maloney at $3.40. Polaxed at $4. Serena, $5. So He Rules, $5.50, as is Pindy Pride. So it looks an open start with a number of chances in the first leg of the quaddie here, Warren.
That's how I'm reading it too, Michael. And she might need a little bit of luck from the draw, but number six, Pindy Pride, had a forgivable run, working hard throughout the run last start. Importantly, she's got a good record here and a rider that rides the track well, Tom Stockdale, in the Seat of the Rising Star series. So slight leaning to six, Pindy Pride, in a very wide leg of the quarter. Go as wide as you like here, and you'd even consider the field option. I'm not, but I'm putting six on top. Head of four, Rosenstrasse, who ran well first up. There's a big gap back to the third and fourth place getters. Was gently run race and entitled to find the line, but she did. Fitter, the rising distance suits. One Real Thinker's been a bit of a constant in races in this grade for a while now, but continues to run well. Another one who gets around the Maui circuit quite well, and you could put in two So He Rules with a couple of gear changes coming back from riding the speed, getting tired last start. Polex getting fitter. Sarnia's probably got a hope also. I put them in 6, 4, 1 and 2.
6-4, 1-2 in the first leg of the quaddie at Moe for Warren. Race number 6 is a 50-8 over 2,400 metres. Take out 2, 9 and 10. Raid the Bar is at $3.80. Has been racing really consistently. Alabama Man, $4.20. $4.40, Mr. Sizzle. And then you're at the $5 Artillery Force and $6.50 Clinch. So the market has 5 under double figure odds, clearly. Are they the top 5 that you'd be putting in the quad, or can we trim it down even more?
Most of them in the mix. I'm putting 4 in, and you could get $8 or $9 for number 6 Artillery Force only an hour or two ago. Had one run for the John Leake stable. They're in really solid time for that race, and ran down Toby Toff, who we've already seen go round in the first, and the market's expecting that form to hold up well. I think with the benefit of another few weeks in the Leake training regime, he won't make anything in fitness out to the 2,400 metres. Shouldn't be a problem. I thought was over the odds when there was $8 or $9 available, and still can play each way. 6 ahead of 1 Raid the Bar. Cost himself in the home straight last start, really. Strong senior rider going on is a positive. I don't think Celine Gaudrey did anything wrong last start, but the horse just wanted to duck in the home straight. Didn't help his cause. 8 Alabama Man doesn't win out of turn, but was strong to the line last start. You'd expect something similar again, and you could say the same for Mr. Sizzle, who's recent addition of the McDougall stable and got that win on the board last start. So that's a positive. Looks to have settled into that training regime. And Damien Thornton riding's a positive. Knew the horse well through the connection with the Alan Zara camp. 6-1-8-7.
6-8-1-7 in race number 6. Race number 7 is over 1,100 metres in this race. Take out 3 and 7. Titans is the favourite here for Anthony and Sam Friedman. $2.10. So Absider at $5.50. Magnum Bullet, $6.50. Cat Diora at $8. So firm in the market. Sam Friedman said the excuse may have been just didn't handle the straight track. Drops down a lot in class, but maybe still a slight question over the 1,100 metres. So what are your thoughts about this firm favourite?
Yeah, I think he's the one to beat, Michael. That Clemenceau form line, that Squid Game, Sharp Response. I mean, it's regarded as a race that ultimately is going to provide a guide to some stakes races, I think. And Titans won well first up after trialling well. He does have to extend it out now beyond that 9.55 of the Valley. But gee, I think from the quality of opposition and the class drop that he gets here, he's the one to beat, but he doesn't go one out in the quaddie. The Cruiser might also have had excuses last start behind the superintendent. Didn't bring a runner home there, but was good winning a Class 1 at Sale at the start before. I think he's better graded here from a good draw. Should get a nice run. Bob's Relish jumped out nicely enough to resume. Recent hit out at Mornington was good. And Just Malcolm's one I want to include on the side. His best form early in his career at having right in the mix here. His two runs this prep have just been modest, but he's been back to the jump out since and ran well. And I think Jason Maskeel sticking's a positive. 1-2-8-6.
1-2-8-6 in race 7. And the last of 8, it jumps at 5 o'clock over 1,200, a benchmark at 58. You can take out 5, 11 and 14. And Halvaya, it's been a good week for the family with Halverson winning the Standish on Saturday, is the favourite at $4.20. And this morning, Robbie Griffiths was pretty keen with the Brekkie boys. What a Wrap is at $5.50. Simpkin, $7.50. And Our Tiger Sun at $8. So reasonably open way to finish the day. Who do you like?
I'm with her, Halvoya. I think she's got a terrific chance. But, you know, the wider draw is probably not as much of a disadvantage to her because she's going to settle back in the field anyway. I think maybe Scratchings, in particular, number 5, Stirrup, who would have added a bit of spice to the pressure at 1,200 metres, probably a slight negative for Halvoya. The more pressure up front, the better. But she's going well, and she gets around this circuit well. I'm going to go with 7. Head of 4, Our Tiger Sun, who's had a freshen up. It's the blinkers back on with the visor off. 2, Simpkin, the second up form doesn't read that well. First up form reads a little bit better. Was terrific first up at Horsham. We like the fact that he's had about a month between runs. It's this race on the fresh side, second up, and 6 Jupy Dole will be up there riding the speed. Stable taking out the stable mate Stirrup might be a guide to some less pressure up there and hopefully giving Jupy Dole every chance. 7-4-2-6.
7-4-2-6 in the last. Right, how do we attack the Moe meeting?
I thought race 3, number 7, Nataris, now around the $4. $4.80 was better, but I still think that's a good price and a good bet. Race 3, number 7, Nataris. Each way, race 6, number 6, Artillery Force, who was also trimmed up the last couple of hours. Quaddie first league, pretty straightforward, Michael. It's a 4x4x4x4 today for me. First league numbers 1, 2, 4 and 6. Second league numbers 1, 6, 7 and 8. Third league with 1, 2, 6 and 8. Home with numbers 2, 4, 6 and 7. Going to play an each way all up as my player today. So that's $4 for a dollar unit. Race 3, number 7, Nataris. All up each way. Race 6, number 6, Artillery Force.